First, every 10 years, the U.S. conducts a census. That's the constitutionally mandated count of households in the 50 states and in U.S. territories. And like so many things this year, the census has been affected by the coronavirus pandemic. And there's controversy about when the in-person count will end. Hanzi Lo Wong is a national correspondent for NPR based in New York City. He reports on the people, power, and money behind the 2020 census. Hanzi, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us what is at stake with the census and why it matters that they get it right.
When we're talking about the census, we are talking about power and we are talking about money. We're talking about how many congressional seats each state gets, as well as how many electoral college votes each state gets for presidential elections, as well as each community's share of some $1.5 trillion, with a T, dollars a year in federal tax dollars used for public services, including Medicare, Medicaid, and schools and roads.
In a normal census year, and this is not a normal year, I think, in any way, but what's the normal timeline for the census being sent out, then the follow-up, and then pulling these results together?
You know, before the pandemic hit, the Census Bureau was planning to have finished all counting efforts last week, July 31st. Should have been the end of door knocking and collecting responses online at my2020census.gov through the toll-free numbers as well as through the mail. We're at a point right now that the Census Bureau is still collecting those responses and is just now ramping up door knocking, and it is supposed to now end on September 30th.
There had been a longer extension before that, right?
The Bureau was planning in April, it announced that it was planning to continue counting through October 31st. This was part of a completely revised timetable for the Census Bureau. Because of all the delays, the Census Bureau said it could no longer meet the current federal legal deadline, which is by December 31st. The Census Bureau, through the Commerce Secretary, oversees the Bureau, has to present to the president the latest state population counts. Those are the numbers used to determine each state's share of congressional seats. The Census Bureau said in April it can no longer meet that deadline and that it needed Congress to pass new laws to extend those reporting deadlines to extend December 31st into next year, April 30th, 120-day deadline extension. And the Bureau has been operating as if it would receive those extensions. It has not. Only Democrats so far have introduced legislation in Congress to extend those deadlines. No laws have been passed. And in the meantime, recently I confirmed, broke the story that door knocking was going to end earlier than expected. And now we know that the collection of online phone and mail responses is going to end earlier than expected. September 30th is the new end date.
Is there a concern that taking that month off at the end of that extended deadline is going to mean not everybody gets counted?
There are major concerns that that is what's going to happen, because we're at a point where roughly 4 out of 10 households around the country have not been counted yet. And these are households that are likely going to be households from communities of color, from renters, a lot of rural residents, groups that have been historically undercounted each census decade after decade. And what that means is that the workers on the ground around the country getting ready to do that door knocking at households that haven't responded yet, they have a much harder job because they're trying to do this in-person contact with a shorter timetable in the middle of a pandemic and also in some parts of the country in the middle of hurricane season. So it's unclear how much time actually the door knockers have, because the next few weeks are going to be very unpredictable with the pandemic still going on and also with this hurricane season brewing up. And it's unclear if all these households that haven't filled out a form, will they be able to be reached by the Census Bureau? And what that means if they're not able to be reached is the Bureau will have to rely on statistical methods, methods that have proven to overrepresent the white population while underrepresenting Black people, Latinx people, Asian Americans, Pacific Islanders, Native Americans. And that is going to have devastating consequences in federal funding, political representation for the next 10 years.
Talking to Hanzi Lo Wong, correspondent for NPR. He reports on the people, power, and money behind the 2020 census. And we're talking about the effort to bring the census in on time and accurately this year. Hanzi, do we know why that month got trimmed off at the end of this?
It is unclear. The Census Bureau says it's under directives from the Commerce Secretary. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, who oversees the Census Bureau, was appointed by President Trump and says that they are trying to meet these current this legal deadline of December 31st, reporting to President Trump the latest state population count. But what's interesting is that as early as May, career officials at the Census Bureau said that they could no longer meet that December 31st deadline. So the Census Bureau now is rushing to meet a deadline that career officials already said they can no longer meet. So it's unclear exactly what is driving this pressure. This says the White House, I've tried to ask, does it still support the Census Bureau's request for these deadline extensions? Gotten no answer from the press office. And again, in April, President Trump publicly supported these deadline extensions and now has seemingly gone silent. In the meantime, coronavirus relief package is being negotiated, and there are questions of whether or not that will be passed in time to include deadline extensions, and that may revise, force a revision of the timetable all over again.
Is there any indication that there's a ramping up, hiring, I don't know, extra census workers or getting a bigger PR campaign to try to get people to fill out the census online?
The Census Bureau says it's trying to do all of the above, but it is facing really, really tough challenges, especially because of the pandemic, where you have folks who have signed up and waiting to take on these jobs. They need to get trained. They need to get fingerprinted. But all this often has to get done in indoor areas, in closed spaces, at a time where we're trying to socially distance, and a lot of public health concerns about the spread of coronavirus. There are a lot of folks who are now showing up to these trainings. And I've heard from some folks who have said, I'm not going to go forward with this. They don't feel comfortable. They don't feel safe. And the Census Bureau is trying to provide enough PPE, as well as require that door knockers keep 6 feet of distance, at least when trying to conduct these in-person interviews, that they cannot be conducted inside a person's home, has to be done outside a person's home. All of these measures are being taken to try to mitigate and trying to overcome these challenges. But again, this is an extra layer of complication in an already really tough job, trying to get the what the Census Bureau considers the hardest account groups, groups that are not likely to trust the federal government and have are very wary of giving their personal information. Now you have on top of that public health concerns.
If I'm a state or local official, I guess I have a vested interest to try to get everybody counted to make sure, you know, our area gets the fair share of federal money, for example. Are state and local governments in any way stepping up efforts, given that they're already under a budget crunch because of coronavirus?
You know, it depends on where you are in the country. There are many states and many localities that are running lots of outreach campaigns, some doing their own door knocking, not waiting for the Census Bureau to send out its own door knockers to try to drum up interest and boost participation. But it really depends on where you're talking about in the country, whether or not local governments have and state governments have put forth those dollars to really fund that type of outreach. There are also community groups that have been trying to do that around the country. And right now we're going to see how effective all of that outreach is going to be. Again, around four out of 10 households roughly nationwide have not participated yet. And it's going to be to see how much of that needle can be moved at this point.
One more controversy surrounding the census. I want to at least touch on the Trump administration issued a memo recently about counting undocumented people and how congressional representation is calculated. What's the bottom line there?
I think we should keep in mind that the Constitution requires the whole number of persons in each state to be counted in order to determine the numbers for redistributing seats in Congress. That's what the 14th Amendment says. And also the fifth sentence of the Constitution also notes that it's persons that should be counted for the census. No mention of citizen, for example. However, President Trump has issued this presidential memo issued it last month calling for unauthorized immigrants to be excluded from the apportionment count. Experts that I've talked to say that that policy cannot be carried out because it is not legally possible to exclude unauthorized immigrants from the apportionment count because the census form does not include any question about a person's immigration status, which means the Census Bureau is collecting information without knowing whether any of the people they're collecting information from, what their immigration status is. So the Census Bureau would have to then rely on records and come up with estimates using statistical sampling. And that is statistical sampling. The Supreme Court has already ruled is not allowed in the apportionment count. You can't use numbers that involve statistical sampling when redistributing seats in Congress. Supreme Court has ruled on that. But all of this is part of multiple lawsuits that I'm tracking. And we'll see how this plays out. And as we get closer to when those numbers are delivered to the president.
Ansi, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
Ansi Lo Wong is a national correspondent for NPR. He joined us for an update on the status of the 2020 census and what the effect could be if there's a significant undercounting of U.S. residents.